Gail's driveway had been plowed and sanded, for which I was extremely grateful. Where my old car had usually given up halfway up the hill, I doubted Leo's could have climbed 10 feet. I walked up to her sliding glass door and knocked. I was a little surprised she hadn't beaten me there, standing lookout to see how I fared on the slope. I slid open the door and called out her name. I closed the door behind me and hung up my coat. I heard her walk into the room. She was standing in the kitchen door, wide-eyed and pale. Behind her, holding a gun, was Henry Stark. "Hi, Joe." For a split second, I was frozen still, my heart hammering. Stark smiled and pushed Gail gently toward the living room sofa. "Strong, silent type, huh? Why don't you follow your girlfriend after depositing your gun gently on the floor? I hate the way they throw guns around in the movies." He shook his head. "Dangerous." I did as I was told, thinking he sounded a lot like a movie himself. Gail and I sat side by side on the sofa. "I felt I ought to introduce myself personally, since you now know who I am. I also wanted to thank you for having done such a good job, albeit with some prodding. I have a definite feeling we won't be at this too much longer. We're getting very close, don't you agree?" I was so roiled up inside I was having a hard time breathing, much less coming up with pleasantries to exchange with a psychopath. In the abstract, I'd had the leisure to deal with this man's actions, to think about them one by one. Sitting here facing him, I just wanted him to go away. "If you hadn't been such a screw-up as a father, none of this would have happened." He tightened his mouth slightly, but that was all. "Aren't we judgmental?" I'll grant Stark this much. He had more self-control than I. After a long 60-second count, he resumed in the same tone as before. "If you were actually trained by someone to talk like that to a man holding a gun on you, I suggest you report back that the method needs revision." He smiled again. "Whether you admire me as a father or not, we're stuck together on this thing, so we might as well get it over with, quickly." "You've got to be out of your mind if you think I'm going to cooperate with you. I fully intend to stop you long before I nail whoever it was who killed your daughter." "Utter crap, and you know it. The only case you have is the one we're on together. You're no closer to catching me than you were the night Thelma Reitz turned Phillips into Alpo, which, by the way, was not my fault."
"Wasn't your fault? Who the hell's fault was it then?"
"I had no idea she had a shotgun in the house. Not that I really minded. The results were satisfactory.
Phillips was the only guy who tried to stop this whole mess."
"Oh, come on. His actions are what count. The jury was unanimous. He just tried to get the best of both worlds. Pure hypocrisy." I knew I wasn't doing this right, that I should be conversational and supportive, trying to get as much out of him as I could. But I was both angry at him and at myself, and nervous. With everybody poised to move on Gorham in the next few hours, I was now chatting with the one man I wanted kept in the dark. I felt everything I knew was printed across my forehead. "Why the hell didn't you come to us in the first place and ask us to reopen the case?" That brought a chuckle.
"Would it have worked?"
"Maybe. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. You never gave it a thought, did you?" He waved his hand. "Water over the dam." Another blast of anger made me struggle to get up and lunge at him. He placed his pistol barrel against my forehead so fast I barely saw him move. "Sit back." He pushed lightly with the gun, and I fell back against the pillows. Gail instinctively reached for my hand. Stark didn't stop her. "Who killed Frank?" He looked at me for a long moment, and then smiled and rose. "That's enough for now. I merely dropped by to say hi. Perhaps we'll meet again later. When we do, you'll be in jail." He slowly raised his pistol to where it was pointing at my right eye. "I want you to understand something here, Joe. You are not in control. You are my stalking horse. I put you in place, and you've done your job. In a short while, the quarry will be exposed, and you'll be expendable." His arm moved slightly to where the gun was pointed at Gail's head. "But in the meantime, you had better remember. You people live at my discretion. That includes Miss Zygmunt, your mother, Leo, Martha Murphy, and all the other people you'd better place above your moral outrage. Because if you don't,
I'll have to remind you how responsible you are for their safety.
The arm went down, and he smiled again.
I'll let you two get cozy. I know you haven't seen each other in a while.
He walked to the door and picked up my gun.
I'll leave this on the hood of your car.
Good night. And he was gone.